This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
From your experience, are there any major reforms that you think are necessary in the Church of England?
Oh, yes. I think there have been really good reforms. For example, the Church Assembly has done a great deal of very good work. But I think it's still too cumbersome, and the fact that the convocation goes on side by side with the Church Assembly means that a good deal of work seems to be done more than once. But on the whole, I think there's been a good deal of progress. On the whole, I've always been theoretically in favour of disestablishing the church.
How do you think that is going to help the church?
Well, I'm not quite sure that it will help anybody, but it doesn't seem to me to be realistic to say that a church to which so small a proportion of the population go with any regularity for worship, to call that the national church seems to me rather unrealistic. And unrealistic things, I think, are nearly always a nuisance. It might help the church, I think, if it were disestablished, because it would facilitate the development of the ecumenical movement towards Christian reunion.
Well, you mentioned the small percentage of the population who go to church. These congregations are still falling, and confirmations are falling, yet there is an enormous interest, popular interest, in religion and theology. Doesn't this mean that the church is failing to interpret the Christian message in terms of life today?
I'm afraid it does mean that. But it's very easy to say that, but not so easy to know what the answer is. How is the church so to reform its presentation of the gospel as to make it appealing and having real value in the minds of the contemporary citizens?
Do you think that the church clings to rituals and myths and inessentials that obscure the basic facts and theories of Christianity?
Well, no doubt it does. But I wouldn't like to speak slightingly either of rituals or of myths. I think both are very important elements in any religion. Religion is not a philosophy, though it's closely connected with philosophy. It's a worship and a life. But certainly it is true that criticism, a refurbishing of the ritual of worship, perhaps, and the mythology, most certainly. But to change the symbols is a very difficult matter. People don't often see shepherds. I suppose people who live in towns find a shepherd a very rare piece of the environment. And yet, how are we going to find a substitute for the good shepherd? We're going to call him the good shop steward. Well, that might be fairly near the mark. But would it have anything? Could it ever have the kind of appeal that the shepherd has? How are you going to turn a deeply poetical and rural and agricultural imagery into a matter-of-fact, modern, unimaginative, and deeply depressing imagery. I don't think it can be done.
You've advocated that the church should conduct its own psychical researches. Have you yourself had any experience of the supernatural?
Nothing that I would really be quite certain was supernatural. I have had experiences which seem to me to point that way. And I've known people who have had experiences that certainly seem to be explicable only by the most far-fetched causes, if you rule out the supernatural. But and I think that it's very important that the church should not condemn research and study on the psychical side, but equally important that it should not be led away by uncriticized allegations of supernatural events.
Going off a bit at a tangent, do you think it right that the clergy should give a lead in politics? For example, to take one example, you've condemned unilateralism, one of your canons advocates it. And to say the least, this could be confusing for the churchgoer.
Well, confusing if the churchgoer is going to take his ministers as a kind of political authority. Not confusing if he just recognizes that they're citizens just like himself.
You think it's another way in which Christianity can touch man in all fields?
Well, I certainly think that if Christianity is the answer to the question how to live, it must have something to say about the political side of human existence. I would I deprecate, of course, and I'm sure Canon Collins would, using the church for propaganda for any kind of party politics. Mm-hmm. But I think it is a part of the pastoral duty of the church to point out that Christian principles have a direct bearing upon the manner of our living together in society.